Boker Tov, good morning. We are continuing Parashat Vayelech. Parashat Vayelech again is the shortest parashah, so there's not so much context, there's not so much quantity of words to talk about, but there's a lot of quality in the words. B'zal Hashem, today's class will be for the Refu'ah Shalama Ba'al Chanim Rafa'alam. Shem Da'a V'chama V'chadushan Anah Chanukam Rifka Sarabam Amen Shalom Atzah Adabir Merachal Yafav Dara'am Rifka B'dachab Rifka B'Ester Shalom Atzah Rifka B'Dem Shalom Atzah Rifka B'Dem Rami Yabidam Rifka Chayz Amad Rukha B'Fanasi B'cha Ben Makkah Miriam Adachab Yuzman Ram Chanah Adan Amad Dara'am Rechaz Amad 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 Rechaz
Malka
Marifka, Vigam,
Gabriela
Bat Rinat, Vigam,
Shanaz
Bat Yitzchak. וגם להבדיל לנשמע דוד בן אליהו בנימין מצחן דילד רמת אפרים שמר משלם רינם הקבדן בועז בן אברהם דינם את הרנות אמר רבת אברהם משה בן אברהם שרה בת יוסף להבדיל הרעיון דברה בן מרים. Okay, בכבוד. We are ready to be late today, so we're going to do a shorter class, but בזל השם, it's a very beautiful point. In this week's parasha, as we mentioned, these last few parashiot, they seem like, oh, there are a few parashiot, but it's really all one day in Moshe Rabbeinu's life. Parashat Vayelech is the last day of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. And it's actually interesting, as the parasha begins, it says, Moshe goes to speak to the Jewish people, and he says, Vayomer alehem, bin me'a ve'eshrim shana anochi hayom. He says, today I'm 120 years old. Today is my last day. And then he says, lo uchal od latzet ve'lavo. I can no longer go out and come in. What does he mean? What does he mean by that? What does Moshe Rabbeinu mean? He got old, he can't walk anymore. So if you actually look at Vezot HaBracha, let's fast forward a couple of weeks, just because this is an extremely important line. Because if he means he's too old to walk, what, Hashem couldn't give him strength at the end of his life to walk, what does that mean? So if you actually look at the end of the Torah, the last parashah in the whole book of the Torah, Vezot HaBracha, the last few words of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, right before he's passing away, or as he passed away, what does the Torah say as he's passing away? It says, it's the last few pesukim in the Torah. It says, Moshe ben 120 shana b'moto. Moshe was 120 years old when he died. This was the day. Lo kahata eno v'lenas lecho. His eyes did not dim in perfect eyesight. And his vigor, his image, did not diminish. Meaning he stayed the same. He didn't diminish in any way, Moshe Rabbeinu. So now, coming back, rewinding on our parasha, lo chal od latzet v'lavo. What does he mean? I can't go out and I can't come in. So the Chachamim explained, what does he mean? Lo chal od latzit velavo bedivrei Torah. I can no longer go out and come in my shiurim, in my teaching of Torah. Meaning, I don't have that strength, that same power, that same koach that I had before to be teaching Torah. Each person has their time period. Each person has their length in time where they are the one that teaches. They are the teacher. They are the one for Am Yisrael. They get to a certain point where I can't teach anymore. I'm not relatable to the crowd. Now it's time to pass it over to Yeshua. But when Moshe Rabbeinu is saying that my life is over, when is his life over? It's not because my body is aged. It's not because I have white hair. It's not because I look wrinkled. I have wrinkles on my face. No, no, no. What makes a person his time is over? When he can no longer teach and spread Torah in this world anymore. When you have no more opportunity to connect to Hashem through the Torah, life is over. That's such a beautiful message. It's such a beautiful idea. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is teaching us the life, the purpose while we're here is all to connect to Hashem through the Torah. A person has to realize that. Because without realizing that, life is over from the beginning. You have to realize that from now. My life, my purpose here is in order to get closer to Hashem through His Torah, through His blueprint. When that time comes, after 120, that I can lo chal od latzev lavo, I can't go out and connect Hashem through the Torah, I can't spread His Torah, I can't teach His Torah, I can't learn His Torah, then it's over. Then there's no more. So we have to be constantly giving Hashem a reason, especially during this time, during these 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, to show Hashem, it's worth it. Give me some more time. Why? Because I still have an opportunity to get closer to you. I still have an opportunity to do. Let's show Hashem that we can change the world. We can bring more Torah into the community. We can bring more Torah into the world. We can spread more Torah. We're not there yet. We're not there yet. Once we tell Hashem, that's it. Dayenu, I can't do anymore. Then Hashem says, okay, let's reevaluate why you're here. We have to continuously, if you want long life, continue to give Hashem reason why you should be here. Show Hashem, I can still go out. I can still, spread Hashem's Torah. I can still give back to the community. I can still teach Torah. I can still learn Torah. I can still come in the mornings. I'm not lazy. I'm not giving in. I'm not giving in to the Yetzirah. If someone continuously is giving in to the Yetzirah, then Hashem re-asks himself and he says, let's open up this person's book again. Why is he here? Moshe Rabbeinu is teaching us such an important lesson, and that is, lochal od latzet velavo, when a person can no longer go out and spread Hashem's Torah, he has no more reason for life. And that's why this is the last day of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. It's not that he aged. A person aging, we see many people live till hundreds, people live till 40. What's a person? And I'm not saying this is why a person chas v'shalom dies at a young age. No one knows Hashem's calculations. Nobody knows. But when a person has no more reason to be here, meaning Hashem says, your purpose to fulfill is done, or your spreading of my Torah is no longer needed, then that time of that person is over. And this is what Moshe Rabbeinu is teaching us. We all have to learn this lesson, to continuously show Hashem, we have more reason to be here. We have reason to spread your Torah. We have reason to teach your Torah. We have reason to learn your Torah. And with that, through that mitzvah, the biggest mitzvah that we have, person will grow to live long life, healthy life, life with bracha, hatzacha, and all of our endeavors and everything that we do, because we show Hashem, look, I have reason to be here. And every year when we reapproach Rosh Hashanah, we re-show Hashem again, I have another year here. Let me show you why. Because I have more reason, and I have more time, and I have more opportunity to be able to spread your Torah HaKadoshah. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen.